Young males in the Cook Islands are twice as likely to be sexually abused as those in New Zealand. That's according to a study conducted by the University of the South Pacific's campus director on Rarotonga, Debbie Futapuati. The recently released results from 2017 follow on from youth behavioural studies in 2007 and 2011, which indicated high levels of sexual abuse. Dr. Futapuati says she tailored questions in her research to find out what was happening with young people so the material could contribute to the design of a sexuality education program. She spoke with Dominic Godfrey about his study, which included over 20% of the country's young people.
Data that came out of the focus groups identified that there was quite a large number of young people who had experienced forced sex at some stage in their life.
23% of the Arunga Mapu, the youth, reporting to have been forced to have sex, and that's 12% in the last 6 months alone. That's a significant part of the young population of the Cook Islands.
It is. When you look at the fact that those figures represent 24% of the females who participated in the study and 18% of the male participants that took part in the study. And when you look at the 2012 youth study that was done in New Zealand, there again were 20% of females who participated in that study in New Zealand that said that they had experienced forced sex at some stage in their lives. So the females were similar, but only 9% of males in New Zealand experienced forced sex. Now, that's half of the young male population in New Zealand that are being abused compared to, you know, the 18% of young males in the Cooks. It's pretty frightening, isn't it?
What's leading to this? Is there any indication at this point, or is that the next stage of research?
Well, definitely what, because this research was part of a PhD, there was only so much that I could do looking at this particular piece of the data, and it certainly indicated that we need to do more research to find out more about what's going on and by whom and where and those kinds of things. What we do know is that 60% of the perpetrators were known to the young people who had been abused. So that dispels that myth straight away around stranger danger that still hangs about even though it's been well busted over the years. So mostly, you know, people like family, friends, neighbours, only 2% were parents, relatives were in there, work colleagues, those kinds of things. So only 20% being strangers. So it's one of those things that are really difficult, I think, for us to begin to find a way forward to be able to talk to our children about the fact that the people that you know and love might just be the people that hurt you. And so having to think about that from an educational point of view, from a community point of view, about the fact that those people who most likely are supposed to love and protect children, there are some people who are abusing their power as adults, and that's frightening.
Is there any indication that this has changed significantly over time? Has the modern age in sort of intensified or worsened it? That traditional Polynesian cultural mores have been broken down? Or has this always been the case?
The suspicion is that this has been around for quite a long time, that we haven't really had the data. You know, anecdotally, people have always thought that there was probably quite a high level of abuse, but we know for sure that there is. You know, even developed countries struggle.
So the first research being done in 2007, this latest lot in 2017, 10 years later, What's changed in the intervening decade? What has the government done to approach this to mitigate in any way the instances and so on?
Well, the Cook Islands Ministry of Education have incorporated sexuality education into their health and physical wellbeing curriculum, and there has been some work done around education. I think it's one of those difficult things. Even in New Zealand, the sexuality component of the health curriculum is not being implemented fully and comprehensively. And we're a context that's, you know, highly Christian here in the Cook Islands. That adds some complications into the way that parents would like to or would not like to have sexuality education always facilitated by the school. And my experience of that is that often it's because parents misunderstand that actually it's been well researched that the more education young people have, the less likely they are to put themselves in a situation where, one, they feel unsafe or unprotected in terms of sexual activity, or that it might encourage them to have sex. Parents often think that, which has been well and truly dispelled by multiple research over the years.
That's the University of the South Pacific's Cook Islands campus director, Dr. Debbie Futapuati.